plain crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Welcome, Naomi Duplum.
Bonjour, comment ça va? How are you? I just flew in from the shores of Lake Geneva and I'm here to do this word thing. We'll see how it goes.
So you're going to be talking about English words
today?
Yeah,
I will talk about the word the nightmare. sorry. We're talking about the word nightmare.
That's very, very exciting. So, I mean, I guess we all know what nightmares is. This one doesn't need that much kind of upfront explanation.
Nightmares, we've all had them.
We've all been there. Some of us are having them right now.
I was very intrigued as to what the origin of it is. Because you hear the word mare and you think of a horse, right?
Yeah.
But wrong. Nightmare actually has nothing to do really with an evil horse, a horse that would like come in and infiltrate your dreams.
So is it the like the political leader of a small municipal area?
Kind
of a mayor, no?
No, it is not that mayor either. But it goes back to Middle English, so the period between 1150 and 1500, and mayor meant female evil spirit who was who was thought to lie upon and suffocate people while they slept.
Okay. Yeah.
So
relatable.
Relatable. It's quite interesting because sleep paralysis, anybody who's experienced sleep paralysis, that feeling is very common, like the feeling that something is like pressing down on you and you can't move. That's been my experience with it anyway. It's awful. Middle English mare, female evil spirit. But then it actually goes back even earlier than that to Old English, the word, I guess it's pronounced mare again, but it's got that
mare, but probably with a little tang on it, a little bit of flavour thrown in there.
A little mare with a tang. It's got that crazy A and E that are joined together.
A thorn.
If only, is that what it's called?
I think so.
I mean, if only Amelia Discreet were here and not Naomi Duplum. And that was brought to Britain by the Anglo-Saxons way back in the 5th century. So this sort of concept of this evil spirit that disrupts your dreams has been around for a very, very long time. And it's not just sort of Anglo-Saxon English cultures either. This was sort of a universal thing. And it's quite interesting because to me, I don't understand what the point is. Like, why do we dream? Why do we get nightmares?
No one knows why we dream.
No.
Naomi. It's such... I mean, if we could figure that out, we'd probably not be doing breakfast radio.
If we could figure it out.
We'd be masters of science or something.
Yeah.
I think...
Life.
It's actually an ash. A thorn is a different old letter.
Oh, right. I mean, I believed you. There are sort of words like this in Scandinavian culture as well, and in Old Norse in the 13th century. There was this legend that a Swedish king was killed by a mare, which was conjured up by a Finnish sorceress after the king abandoned his wife. And the mare apparently trod on his legs so they broke and then pressed down on his head until he died.
Well, that sounds extremely unpleasant. And so you're telling me it's women who do this?
Yeah, it's always the women.
Exclusively?
I would say so, at least in the like old English one. In other cultures, they're sort of presented in artworks as at least as sort of gremlin-y type little things, little gremlins. Lots of pictures of beautiful women lying down with like an evil goblin sitting on them, and that's the mare. But then in some cases, the mare is the beautiful woman. So
that's
I don't know.
What do you have like a special nightmare song that you've lined up for us to listen to?
No. Do you have a nightmare song?
No, I didn't know what you were going to talk about.
I mean, I have no plan. Naomi Duplum is, she's a force unto herself. She doesn't keep by the rules. But do you want to hear some of the things that people would do to try and like prevent the mayor from coming?
I sure would, because if there's one thing I need to know, it's how to keep old women away from me.
Okay, so in old sort of Polish mythology, some practices against protection practices against the mayor included drinking coffee before sleeping.
Okay.
Taking the mayor's hat.
I think drinking coffee before sleeping is a terrible way to keep away nightmares, but that's maybe just me.
Yeah. But you could take its hat if you didn't want to drink some coffee. You could try find the mayor and take its little headpiece.
Sounds complicated. Okay.
This one, inviting the mayor for breakfast.
Okay.
And then there are more practical things like changing one's sleeping position or smearing feces on the front door.
I might just live with the bad dreams, I think, if that's the...
So anyway... Good luck out there if you've had some nightmares. I think that's it. That's all the information.
Try stealing the nightmare's hat.
Yeah.
That seems
or
fun.
Or invite it round for a nice brunch. And yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Naomi. I feel enlightened. and a little bit terrified of sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.